Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
You know about Gobob Pipe and Steel's monster fence panels. They're designed for the cattle producer or sale barn operator that never wants to repair or replace any section of their pens. Monster Fence continuous panels are still available in 20-foot panels, but now the Monster Fence is also available in 24-foot continuous panels. Monster Fence from Gobob is quick and easy to build. The new 24-foot continuous panels are built tough, so you'll never need to replace or repair them. Gobob's new 24-foot Monster continuous fence panels are twice as heavy and several times stronger than conventional fence panel pipe, all without a sizable increase in cost. If you want to build your pens once and stop repairing or replacing because of damage, then you need Gobob's Monster Fence, now in 24-foot continuous panels. Heavy-duty, high-quality continuous fence panels by Gobob Pipe and Steel. Find Gobob Pipe and Steel online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com. GoBobRadio.com.
Well, hog contracts should open at least moderately lower this morning, checked by sinking cash values and defensive product demand. The cattle complex seems set to open higher thanks to follow-through buying and optimism. Though feedlot country could see a few preliminary bids today, really don't expect to see any major action between buyers and sellers until later on in the week. Perhaps the FedCalExchange.com business today will give us more direction. Now, look for these results to be posted on the pages a little bit later on. Look for cash hog buyers to bear down even more here at midweek. Just consider the bearish hand won yesterday. On one hand, lower bids succeeded in generating a huge country run. On the other hand, the pork carcass value broke herd in the face of record production. The futures are set to open moderately lower this morning, pressured by defensive fundamentals. On the grains, the wheat prices didn't make any large price shifts during trading yesterday, with December Chicago soft red winter prices dropping about a half cent to close at 443. December Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices gained a quarter penny to close at 442 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat prices continued its slide, with December 2017 and March 2018 each losing about a nickel to close at 618 and a half and 631 respectively. Spring wheat's now 95% harvested, ahead of the five-year average of 87%. The corn prices were met with technical resistance yesterday as grain markets steady themselves for this year's harvest. If the September USDA estimate of a 169.9 bushel per acre crop is accurate, the U.S. will have grown one of the largest corn crops on record. And soybean prices did fall slightly yesterday as a seven-day streak of large export sales announcements came to an end and a large U.S. crop looms. November 2017 prices fell 2.25 cents to close at 965 and a half. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Livestock futures, October live cattle up 40 cents at 107.97. December up 45 cents, 113.40. October feeder cattle up 85, 152.80. And November was up 92 cents, 153.12. October hogs up 12 cents, 60.12. And December up $1.67 at 59.72. Kansas City wheat to December down a quarter penny at 442. And the March unchanged at 459 and three quarters. Chicago wheat December down a half at 443. March up a quarter penny at 464. December corn down 3.25 at 348 and a quarter. March down 3.25 cents at 360 and three quarters. November soybeans down 2.25 cents, 965 and a half. January down 2 pennies at 976. October cotton was up 75 at 70.74. December up 37, 69.64. October crude up 59 at 50.07. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.